You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's Roto Experts here. Matt Modica is, though, as is Scott King Angle and the Fantasy Executive, Corey Parson. I got a question I wanted to ask you guys. Listener question. And listen, it's Wednesday. Corey and I will be back tomorrow morning for a Thanksgiving spectacular.
Yep.
4 hours. Scotty will be back for the Roto Experts Friday. Get you ready for Sunday. He'll be back Friday morning. Matt Modica, you got a couple days off.
Yes, I do. I'll be back on Saturday afternoon with Tony Sincotta, Fantasy Football Gold.
A little Fantasy Football Gold for you. So today's our last day together. So we have a lot of questions you want, and we want to ask, and we got them here at 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. I do have a question that I want to ask. Gentlemen, start three of these guys. I'm going to name a bunch, so get ready. Larry Fitzgerald against Jacksonville. Fitz, DeMarco Murray, Demaryius Thomas, Latavius Murray, Amir Abdullah, Danny Woodhead. There's a lot there. I understand that. I need three. Larry Fitzgerald.
That's a lock. You need two.
Even against Jacksonville, it's a lock.
I think you got to put him in there.
You can't.
Yeah, you can't bench him.
Can't bench him.
All right, so everyone puts Fitzgerald in. All right, we'll move on. I need two of these guys. Two of these, like, five guys here, sorry.
I think you got to like Murray to get in the end zone against Indianapolis.
DeMarco Murray?
Yeah.
You want to lock him in there?
I'm pretty probably going to lock him in.
I would see it would be hard pressed for him to say that DeMarco Murray.
All right, so everyone locked in Larry Fitzgerald and you locked in DeMarco Murray. I need one of these next four guys then. Demaryius Thomas, Latavius Murray, Amir Abdullah, Danny Woodhead.
Who do Ravens playing this week?
Houston.
We're going Danny Woodhead.
I think as long as Danny Woodhead's in there, if it's PPR, I got to do it.
It's half point. This is half point, right?
I'm assuming it's half point, yeah.
No, this is your team.
It's not my team.
Oh, it's not your team. Oh,
I would tell you, I make more jokes than my team.
Wow.
I just don't know what's going to happen with Demaryius.
Yeah, DT, you don't know what DT is.
Honestly, I kind of lean Latavius, man. He's been good.
But what if he doesn't get a touchdown? I don't know.
Latt Murray might get the carries.
You go with who, Scotty?
Woodhead? I have to go with Woodhead. As long as that egg, he's going to throw the ball out of the backfield. Those are like carries that you get points for.
Yeah, I'm going with Woodhead. Keep the dream.
I mean, you look at Latt Murray's rushing attempts in the last 4 weeks, 18, 19, 17, 15. He's going to get the football.
That's why I said Latavius Murray.
Yeah, it's crazy, but you got to go Latt.
All right, so this
I would
side,
go Latt over. I would go Latt over Woodhead.
So this
and
half,
then Woodhead, you run the risk of getting that zero.
This half of the table likes Latavius. That half of the table likes Danny Woodhead.
I would like to state that the fantasy exec did show some Danny Woodhead love yesterday. I saw on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
You're loving Danny Woodhead. Why? Man,
because you got to pick Danny Woodhead up.
But he's gonna be Humpty Dumpty.
You got to can't leave him out there.
He said, I love
his
selfies for this
week.
He's
a must own.
Yeah. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to come back. A must own right now is Samaje Perine, obviously. But how well do you think Samaje Perine will do the rest of the season? We discuss that live on YouTube next.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Corey Parsons is the Fantasy Executive.
Yes, I am.
That's Scott Engel. He's the king.
Yes, I am.
That's Matt Modica. He's Wall Street.
Yes, I am.
All right. Don't know what's happening here today. What I can tell you is Samaje Perine is the man.
Mr. Sussman.
In Washington. He's the man that you want to own going forward. But just how highly do you think of Samaje Perine? I may need to leave Scott out of this because, you know, Scott thinks Samaje Perine
is MVP.
Number one the rest of the way.
There you go.
Yeah. Definitely over Todd Gurley.
Exactly. You've been saying it all along, people.
Actually, in my rest of the season ranks on rotoexperts.com right now, I have number 21.
Really?
Running back. Yeah.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting. Well, I'm excited to find out how high the rest of you rank Samaje Perine.
Let's do it. Sam Perine.
Here we go. Samaje Perine or Alfred Morris.
I'm going to go Perine.
I'm going to go Morris. I think he ran really well. Both the last two weeks against Atlanta, beginning of the second half, looked good last week. I think the Cowboys still want to run the ball. You know, they're getting their tackle back. I'm going to go Morris. I think I saw the Morris last week that kind of ran hard when he was in Washington.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Alf over Sam Perine.
All right. And
everything Scott says.
So how come you go Perine over Morris? Because you're the only one that's on that train.
I like Perine this week. I like him next week at Dallas more than I think I'm going to like Alfred Morris. I don't know with Dallas right now. Things need to change. Smith supposedly coming back. That will help and stuff. But I do think, you know, Dak could take touchdowns from him. And I think maybe it helps Morris in the fact that teams are trying to take the pass away and blitz on Dak and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to go with Perine here. There's just nobody else. I think it didn't happen this week, but Rod Smith could become a thing if they fall behind. You know, or maybe at one point, who knows, if we ever see Darren McFadden gets taken out of the bubble wrap. But I'm just saying, Perine to me seems like a safer bet.
Would you rather have Samaje Perine or Lamar Miller?
I got to say Lamar Miller.
I have Miller two spots ahead of Perine in my rest of season ranks. You know, he's the guy there, and the offense does move.
Lamar Miller is the guy. God, this is a nasty one. Yikes.
I mean, Lamar Miller he's pretty much almost every week he's gotten double-digit points. You know, he can catch the ball as well. I have to go Lamar.
Lamar Miller has proven already that he can be reliable. Perine has the opportunity to prove he's reliable, but he's not reliable yet.
The whole thing with Perine is it's volume-based. You're hoping, you know, he's going to get circa 20 carries and hopefully a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Perine attraction.
But can he catch passes out of the backfield now without Chris Thompson?
I don't know how much. He did have the one game where he had the three targets and one touchdown.
Yeah.
If Perine becomes a pass-catching back due to their lack of options, then he's gonna get a bump. But for now, I have to confidently go Lamar Miller.
I think he's a 2-3 reception kind of thing per game. You know, once in a while, I might get lucky by the red zone like he did earlier once this year.
All right. Samaje Perine or Amir Abdullah?
I'll go Perine because I don't know week to week. Look, Theo Riddick outrushed Amir Abdullah. And for some reason, Amir Abdullah caught the touchdown pass and not Theo Riddick. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what's going on week to week with this team. So I'll take the sure thing right now in Washington.
Yeah, I have Perine 8 spots ahead of
significant
ahead of Amir Abdullah in my rest of season ranks on rotoexperts.com. Amir Abdullah is too touchdown dependent right now with no yardage.
I'm going to go with Sam Perine over Amir Abdullah. I'll take what Sam Perine should be able to do over what Amir Abdullah does.
Let's go,
to disappoint.
Let's go the other way. Corey, if you first. Samaje Perine or Tevin Coleman?
TC, give me Tevin Coleman over Sam Perine.
King.
Easily Coleman, you know, he's goal line runner, explosive.
So is Perine.
But I don't know when DeMarco Murray is. Devonta Freeman is coming back right now. I'm not sure.
Different player.
I'm not sure. thank you.
One uniform is like royal blue, the other one is red.
Yes.
Right, you're not
thank
sure.
you, Mr. Polo.
Right, continue. You're not sure when Devonta Freeman is coming back.
So I want Coleman.
But, like, Freeman could be back this week.
He also could be out several weeks. We've seen reports, too.
Absolutely.
So I have no idea, so I want Coleman, you know, at least for, like, the next 2 to 3 weeks.
I'm going to go with the talent. I mean, even if Freeman comes back, I'm concerned for this guy right now. I want to say better offense, but Sarkisian is, you know.
The Redskins are a good offense.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I want to say better offense. But I think the talent, I think Tevin Coleman's a better talent.
Yeah, we've already seen what Coleman can do.
Yeah.
Huh.
And Coleman can just save you on one play each week. He's proven that.
Okay, interestingly enough. All right. Corey, Samaje Perine or Jay Ajayi?
Well, this is a good one right here because give me the upside on Ajayi. Give me the upside on Ajayi, even though you don't know what the touches are going to be. They seem to really get everybody involved in Philadelphia, and DC is only one guy. But that one guy's only had one good game.
Yeah, I think Ajayi, he's ripped off two big runs and two starts. The more he gets familiar with the playbook, the more work I think he's going to see, and the more he's going to evolve into an RB1 for your fantasy playoffs. So I'm definitely going to Ajayi.
I'm going to go with Ajayi. It's another one where I'm going to take the talent. And I'm going to look, Kenyon Barnier scoring touchdowns is like, what the hell?
Okay.
But I do think he will get more touches, more carries, and he's just a better talent.
Samaje Perine or Adrian Peterson, Matt?
I'm going to go with Perine here. I know old man Peterson, you know, can get the carries, but I mean, outside of like one really big game, that first game back where they just destroyed the Bucks, I'd rather go with the better offense.
Yeah, against the Bucks and the 49ers, he did it. He's strictly only usable, Adrian Peterson, if he's got a good matchup. Otherwise, you're looking at 21 carries for 19 yards.
I'm just going to wait until you say anything on the microphone.
You know I don't fool with Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, he don't fool. And look, Blaine Gabbert, I know he was like quarterback 6 or 7 this week.
Yep.
But
yeah, he was.
That was a happy birthday. I want to say, I'll take your Kirk Cousins leg.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Samaje Perine or Duke Johnson, Corey?
DJJ.
DJJ. Scotty?
Yeah, I'm going Duke Johnson too. You know, they constantly play catch up. He gets in the end zone occasionally. You know, I have number 17 in my rest of the season ranks, and I have Perine 21.
This one ain't close. I mean, slap it, lip it, rub it down, whatever.
Oh, no!
Duke Johnson Jr.
Samaje Perine or Deion Lewis? A little bit closer for you.
Yeah, no, this is closer. I'm going to go with Deion Lewis right now. He is the running back to own in New England, TFB under center. I think the opportunities are more there for Lewis. Lewis seems to be entrenched in that role. And like I said, I'm hoping on volume for Perine, and I'm hoping Perine gets that touchdown. I think Lewis is a better player.
I go Lewis. They got a nice schedule the rest of the way. He's their leading runner. Does always concern me that he could get hurt, but no, I'm not going to do that. I have him 3 spots ahead of Perine.
Patriot running back is always tough because you never know. This thing, it hasn't been changing week to week. It seems like people are getting like a month at a time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Jimmy White had you know, almost three solid good months. But now I think it's Deion Lewis time. I'm going to go Deion Lewis.
Real quick with Deion Lewis, he's got Miami this week. He's got Buffalo week 13, Buffalo week 16.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Buffalo has been getting
torched. Does he have Miami twice, too?
Yeah, he's got Miami. Yeah. The only difficult matchup he's got is week 15. It's the Bills and Dolphins with Pittsburgh at week 15. So,
what about his teammate, Rex Burkhead? Would you rather Samaje Perine or Burkhead?
I got to go with Perine. I got to go with the guy that has a role that's going to probably get 20 touches a game. I don't know how Belichick's going to handle Burkhead's fumble.
That fumble messed it up.
Yeah, it really did. But I still am not going to put Burkhead away. You know, like he's in detention right now.
Yeah, that fumble was kind of like, well, I probably can't use that analogy. But you know how you're real happy and excited, and just like that, it goes away. That's what that fumble was. Sorry.
It's like being a Giant fan, you know, like you're happy, excited before the season, and boom, it went away.
That guy was trying to clean it up for me.
That's what a friend does.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm definitely going Perine, although I'm not counting Burkhead out. I still have number 24 in rest of the season ranks.
All right, so dear, everyone goes Perine. Everyone ultimately was a little lower on Perine than I kind of expected. When you said 21, Scott, it sounds like you were kind of in the same mix with everybody else to have him.
I like him, but he's got to show me more. I was never as low as anybody at this table was previously.
Right.
But I'm not going to get too high based on one performance right now. To me, he's a low end RB2.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, but if he doesn't get it done or continues to has this fumbleitis returns and stuff, maybe they just pass, like, you know, maybe it's a boom for Kirk Cousins.
So there you go. Samaje Perine, essentially a low-end RB2. Everyone at the table agrees, and it's rare that happens, that have so much nice and friendly agreement. But never know what you're going to get on the Roto Experts. Make sure you subscribe to the channel for more fun videos like these. The Roto Experts will be back on the Fantasy Sports Nate Radio Network in just a few weeks. Stick around.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Expressions are amazing.
It's all about the facial expressions. I mean, anyone can go like this, but nobody can do the facial expressions.
Can't feel it like I do.
I don't want to.
Yeah, you either get it or you don't. You just don't. But that's okay.
Yeah, no, I don't feel it.
Yeah, you don't.
I can't. I don't have it in me. I'm sorry.
We love you for other things.
I appreciate that, Scott. Hey, either or, it's a wide receiver now, shall we? Switch it up a little bit. So about Dez Bryant, your boy, Scotty. Your boy, Corey.
Yep.
Dez Bryant.
Let's do it.
Would you rather have Dez Bryant or Julio Jones?
Julio. Oh, God, that's a tough one.
It's not tough for me, too, Julio.
Yeah, it's not tough for me either, Julio.
Julio's not doing nothing.
Yeah, but neither is Dez.
And neither is Dez.
Oh, wait a minute. Julio, yeah. Dez might be ranked higher, and Dez might have more fantasy points
and
than Julio.
And Julio's got a better schedule going down the stretch, too.
I can understand that if you want to go that way.
That's where I'm basing
my ranks. This is not a no-brainer right here.
I mean, Dez has got like over 70 yards of... Once, twice,
three times. Who knows?
Julio's been disappointed. I'm not arguing.
Yeah, they're both wide receiver twos.
Yeah, but
the Dallas offense is a little too
going in the wrong direction. I agree with you guys on that, but I don't think that's like a slam dunk. Julio Jones, wide receiver 15. Dez Bryant, wide receiver 22.
I got him third.
Both of them average 13 fantasy points a game.
Yeah, I think Julio's got the easier schedule going forward.
Would you rather have Dez Bryant or Ted Ginn Jr.?
Dez Bryant. You just never know what you get with Ted Ginn Jr. in any given week.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dez. This is not... I'm going to go Dez.
That's disrespectful. That was disrespectful.
I did Julio first.
What's disrespectful?
Compared Dez Bryant and... When you do either or with Dez Bryant, Ted Ginn shouldn't be in the conversation.
Corey, you got to unprogram yourself from all the years of... arguing with the Cowboys, with Giants, Redskins, and Eagles fans. Okay, we're just comparing the guy. Nobody's saying derogatory anything about Dez Bryant.
Yeah, you don't put Dez Bryant in the same category as Ted Ginn.
Dez Bryant or Keenan Allen?
That's more like it.
Keenan Allen.
It's not more like it. Seems
easy. Keenan Allen's got a great schedule going down the stretch.
Dez Bryant, I'll pair him another one. Dez Bryant or Devin Funchess?
I'm going to go Funchess.
I'm going to go Funchess, too. Yeah.
I just put him in Devin Funchess' class. How does that feel?
You know, the Panthers are really hitting their stride, too, offensively, I think.
I mean, Funchess is the number one. All these targets he's been getting. I mean, this is a thing now for a long time.
This is how
and
fantasy...
he's got the Jets this week.
Yeah.
Fantasy
football has changed since the summer. Like, Dez Bryant, like, you make an argument about a first-round pick, and Funchess was basically...
Undrafted,
yes.
Right now in PPR, Dez Bryant is wide receiver 23. Devin Funchess is wide receiver 28.
So are you choosing Dez Bryant?
I'm going with Devin Funchess.
Funchess is like the first few weeks he wasn't a thing. He got hurt.
Sorry, Corey.
No, No, I'm going with Dez Bryant. Yeah, I changed my mind.
Why?
I'm going with Dez Bryant.
Why did mine change?
Because Dez Bryant getting more targets than Devin Funchess does.
Is that true?
I don't know about that.
Dez Bryant is 6th in NFL in targets.
Who's averaging more points per game?
Dez Bryant.
I
both average 12 fantasy points a game.
I love Devin Funchess' schedule going forward.
Yeah, but I mean, Funchess, over the last like 6 games, the targets have just been consistently high. And now there's no more Benjamin. So, look, which name is coming back this week? The tight end.
Olsen.
Thank you. Is coming back this week.
I forgot about the Olsen thing. Yeah, I'm going to go Dez. I'm going to give Dez this. This is a good question, but I'm going to go Dez.
Dez Bryant has significantly more targets than Devin Funchess. In fact, it's not even close. 26 separates them.
Yeah. The thing about it is...
Yeah, but how did it start off, though?
Dez has been consistent.
Devin Funchess was like, you know... I'll take a look at that, but I think
if you was look, I think hold on, I can tell you. Let's look at the targets between weeks 3 and week 11 for those two players right there. I can pull that information up. I have the capability of doing that.
Okay, great.
So you gentlemen talk while I do.
Oh,
that.
I think you're going to pull it up.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. So 63 targets since week 3.
Dez is 72. If I had math,
and Funchess has 5 touchdowns, 447 yards.
How many touchdowns does Dez have?
Dez has 4 in the year.
Dez has 4 in the year. He has not scored since week 7. I don't have Devin Funchess's.
How many receptions has Dez
have? Since week 3, Dez Bryant has 72 targets.
See? How about that math for you?
Yeah, good job.
Thanks.
Devin Funchess has 63 targets.
But there's no more. Yeah. We subtract Kelvin Benjamin.
Yeah, Greg Olsen,
who will get his.
So
no
one's
wide receivers there.
Absolutely.
And I don't know from what I've seen this year and where they're trending, I'm going Funchess.
Yeah, Funchess has like over 40 fantasy points in his last 2 games.
I think it's very close.
I think it's close too. I had Funchess 17 and Dez 21 in my rest of the season ranks on rotoexperts.com.
apart. Neither of these guys have gotten 100 yards this year in any game.
No. Yeah. No. Dez Bryant, I believe, if I look at this correctly, Dez Bryant hasn't had more than 1 touchdown in a single game. Devin Funchess has 2 where he's hit 2, if that means anything.
Yeah, no, I'm going to give Dez a slight advantage.
Okay, it's shocking. Dez Bryant or T.Y. Hilton?
I got to go Dez. But I mean, it could be a matchup-based thing. If T.Y. Hilton this week, I do like
it. So you're going Dez overall?
I'm going Dez. T.Y. Hilton has some road games coming up. Maybe too many.
Going Dez Bryant.
Oh, T.Y. Hilton's your boy,
though. I love T.Y. Hilton.
You do love T.Y. Hilton. I'm sorry that was so easy for everybody. Dez Bryant or Amari Cooper?
I can't do this Amari Cooper thing. I just can't. It's got to be Dez Bryant for me, easily.
At least you know Dez Bryant is not going to ever really give you a 2 for 39.
Right.
It's true.
He's not going to give you
that. Did he do that last week?
Ooh, Dez Bryant?
Yeah. Didn't he have like 2 for 39 last week?
He caught 4 passes last week.
Dez Bryant had
4 for 39.
4 for 39. Okay. Two more.
I don't even have week 12 in front of me.
Week 11.
I'm looking at.
He had a 39 yard game.
Dez Bryant, according to what I had 8 for 63. That doesn't sound right.
I think that was week 10.
Yeah. The thing is, though...
It's backwards. This is backwards. It's so weird.
Yeah. The thing is, you won't get a 12-yard game from Dez.
Yeah, I'll go Dez here, but, I mean, Cooper hasn't seen 45 targets in his last 4 games.
All right. Let's go on Dez. What about his teammate, Michael Crabtree?
I'd probably go Crabtree over Dez.
Wow.
Dez Bryant had 8 for 63 in his last game, guys.
Okay, all right, my bad.
Like, wasn't there a 39-yard game
recently? The game before that was 4 for 39. Last week, he had 8 for 63.
I'm going to go Dez here because, you know, the Oakland offense is trending in the wrong direction even more than Dallas, I think. There's no yardage there. Very touchdown-dependent and, you know, hit or miss. I'm going to go Dez.
I'm going to go Dez because of the targets, but... But Crabtree can get in the end zone. Dez is not really getting in the end zone in a while either. That's scary.
You know, look, Crabtree's been disappointing. There's no doubt about that. But I'll bank on maybe him getting back to his touchdown ways.
Okay. The next question I have for you is Dez Bryant or Marquise Lee?
Marquise Lee has a nice schedule coming up, but... I feel more comfortable with Dez Bryant's floor.
Give me Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say Dez, but I think Marquise Lee's been a guy that really has been overlooked this season. So, I mean, maybe I say Dez, but I think it's very close.
Yeah, Lee's trending up. He's up, going up with a bullet. I have him at 27 right now.
So he's trending up, you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying he's trending up.
Okay.
Wouldn't surprise me if he caught Dez soon.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Last one when it comes to Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant or Demaryius Thomas?
Dez.
Easy for both of you gentlemen.
I'm going to go Demaryius Thomas. I can't assume the quarterback change is going to be anything negative. And, you know, I might get more yardage from Demaryius Thomas.
I mean, I was drafting Dez early. I know it's week 12. I was drafting Dez before Demaryius Thomas. I'm going to take Dak. I know Dak looked terrible the last 2 weeks. I'm going to take Dak Prescott over Paxton Lynch every time.
Very close for me, but I'm going Demaryius.
All right, there you go.
You got something with this Paxton Lynch. What's it with you and Paxton Lynch?
But none of those quarterbacks are good. I just can't. I'm not saying Paxton Lynch is good. I'm just saying I can't assume that it's going to go to absolutely awful. And if it does, there's probably going to be a quarterback change
Scott,
again.
The last 3 weeks, there's such a thing. I mean, the targets that Demaryius Thomas has seen and scoring a touchdown in three consecutive games after going a full year without even getting a touchdown, I think that's something to be really. And now you get a new offensive coordinator.
Sure.
So, I mean,
you're right, because if that wasn't a factor, I would have Demaryius Thomas higher than 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. So there you go. A little either or on Dez Bryant. Scotty has him. What number is Dez overall for you?
He's 22.
Well, so
wide receiver too.
To Scott's credit, he did have Demaryius Thomas lower than all of us.
He did, absolutely. Absolutely, he did.
I had him at 23 in the preseason.
I remember we laughed and we hooted and hollered about that.
Yeah, but we do that every day.
Well, yeah, for sure. Right, no question about it. But interesting. So there you go.
Do it again in a couple minutes.
Probably so.
Yeah.
But Dez Bryant, overall, number 22 for the King, a low-end wide receiver 2 for the most part. And, you know, it does sound like that's kind of where most people have him right now.
Imagine if you drafted Dez Bryant and Amari Cooper. Like rounds 2 and 3.
I don't have to imagine that, Scott.
That's not rounds 2 and 3, Scott. That's rounds 1 and 2.
Yeah, that's true.
With Isaiah Crowell at running back. That's
and round 3.
What happened to Ted Finn's ball?
Why are you coming for me this morning, Scott?
What?
The Isaiah Crowell mentioned just now? You got something you want to get off your chest?
Get over yourself.
No, do you have something you want to get off your chest?
Get over yourself.
I'm asking you if you have something you want to get off your chest.
What happened to Ted Finn's ball?
Yeah.
That is pretty.
With Florio.
Someone needs to, we keep saying where's Florio, but he doesn't actually clean it. So
that's the problem.
You could do it.
I could. It's not my responsibility.
Scott's above that.
I feed him. Somebody else has to pick
Ted
up the other end.
Ted Finn will be in the sewer. You let Scott clean that bowl.
He already is in the sewer.
Corey's actually waiting for him to die.
That's true. No, I'm not waiting.
No, Matt wants to hold on to week 14. It's all Matt cares.
Week 14, then. He might not be around.
We'll take a break. We're going to come back. Up next, another either or for you. We're going to finish with the hour. Some either or. Stick around. It's Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Excited for tomorrow. It'll air, Matt. The little baseball show. Myself, you, Michael Florio, Al Melchior. A little baseball action air tomorrow and Friday and throughout the weekend here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It'll be fun.
I'm excited.
Yeah, that'll be good. Talk a little baseball on the program. So look forward to that. A little more football though coming your way now. Scott Engel.
Yes.
Would you like to choose a running back or wide receiver, sir?
Let's go running back, sir.
I'm going to go with a running back. Would you like to go with Thursday or Sunday, sir?
Sunday.
I'm going to go Sunday, all right.
Yeah. Sunday.
I'm going to go... Corey requested Thursday, though. That's my problem here.
Yeah, I'm definitely requesting Sunday.
Let's go with Sunday. It was your request. You're the one sitting here. Corey's in the bathroom. So we'll go with what you wanted to do, Scott.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt either were. We talked about this a little bit last week. I think we need to do it again. Kareem Hunt or Leonard Fournette?
Kareem Hunt for me.
I have them right next to each other. I'm slightly leaning Fournette. He's playing, you know, playing through the ankle injury, et cetera, looked really, really good. I think if anybody ranks Hunt ahead, I'm not going to vehemently argue it, though.
I mean, here's the reason why. Scott mentioned the obvious thing would be the ankle concern you have there. I mean, I really like Hunt's schedule. I know I've been Mr. Hunt, but it's not just that. I think it's the schedule. I think the Chiefs get this figured out, get this right. And
listen, if it's not this week, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, no. I mean, really. I mean, you got Buffalo lined up, and the touchdowns have not been there. The touchdown opportunities have not been there. So if that gets corrected, you could see a nice boom in his stock.
Yeah, you like Hunt's schedule, yes. But I feel if Fournette's playing, he's more matchup proof. And then you look at his schedule. At Arizona, I don't fear that necessarily because
sure.
I feel like they can move the ball. Then Indianapolis, Seattle will be tough. But again, I feel like he's matchup proof. They'll move the ball against Houston. And in fantasy championship week, if you have Fournette, he's got the 49ers.
Look, I got Fournette in a big league. But I mean, Fournette was a game time decision this week. I'm still very concerned about that ankle.
Yeah.
So this one for me, if I knew there was no ankle injury, he didn't have to say all season he wasn't dealing with an ankle injury, right. It would be very close. But with the ankle injury, it's not close.
See, that's why it is so close for me, because one guy has the health, the other guy hasn't been playing up to par. If I knew that Fournette was healthy, it's very tight, though, up there at the top. I'd probably have him maybe at 5 or 4 instead of 7.
Would you rather have Kareem Hunt or Jordan Howard?
Kareem Hunt for me.
I'd rather have Kareem Hunt. The Bears have a tough schedule coming up, I think. Tougher than Kareem Hunt.
The schedule's okay, I think, if I remember
correctly. It's okay. It's kind of...
But it's not just... Look, I'm not trying to put Jordan Howard down. Like I said, I defended this guy in the preseason. I didn't draft him, but I...
I drafted him. I love Jordan Howard.
I saw why you would take him, and I didn't think it was a bad pick. I mean, obviously, he was going around in a lot of circles with Todd Gurley. If you took Todd Gurley over him, that was a much better pick. But he's in a very bad offense with a rookie quarterback, no wide receivers. He's more of a touchdown-dependent guy. It's just the way it is. He doesn't catch pass.
No,
he's had one touchdown in his last 6 games.
What's the last game?
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt hasn't scored. Kareem hasn't scored more than that.
Well, I'm saying Jordan Howard hadn't scored in 5 straight, and he's not as versatile as Kareem Hunt. And, you know, it's a more of a balanced schedule with him.
What does that mean, more of a balance? Like,
there's some tough matchups.
Okay.
And there's 2 really good matchups.
Listen, you know, everyone that put down my man Jordan Howard this year, it's been a good year. 841 yards rushing yards. He's got 5 touchdowns on the year. He has 30 less rushing yards than Kareem Hunt. He's got 1 more touchdown than Kareem Hunt on the ground. So, listen, it's been a good year for Jordan Howard.
No, I'm not saying he's by all means where he was going, especially late in draft season. He was going into the 3rd round early. So, yeah, no, I'm not putting him down for that.
But, yeah, just because we're saying Hunt, like Hunt better.
I'd rather have Hunt. I'd rather have Leonard Fournette. You know, 2 guys you mentioned.
Hunt's at 8 and Howard's at 11. They're both RB1s
to me.
I
don't know. I saw briefly, but I'm going to think the majority of the rest of the guys you name are probably going to want them over Jordan Howard as well.
We'll find out. I mean, it's interesting. I know, Matt, you always lean
toward the... It's going to turn into Jordan Howard either.
Maybe. Matt, you always lean toward the PPR guys, and I understand that, but... And this is going to be an issue next year when no one wants Jordan Howard again. He's going to finish with over 1,000 yards. He's going to have a bunch of touchdowns. Yeah. It's a good year.
I'll be more interested in Jordan Howard, you know, if I see Trubisky finish the season well. I see them bring in some wide receivers, get rid of John Fox. You know, if he was on a different team, you know, I might like him a lot more.
But their offensive line is good.
Yeah, but it's not just about an offensive line. If you don't got a quarterback, I mean, a bad quarterback, I don't really, you know, unless you have, like, an all-time great offensive line that's just blowing open holes.
So I understand where you're coming from, but you like Leonard Fournette, obviously, a lot, top 10 guy. His quarterback sucks.
No, his quarterback does suck, but at least they got Marquise Lee. They had Alan Hearns there. I mean, look, with Bortles, what, he threw 51 times the other week? They will throw the ball. He was averaging, I believe, about 275, according to Mike Florio, finished, you know, for like 4 games in a row. So Trubisky's throwing the ball 7 times some weeks. I mean, finally, it looks like they're trying to unwrap, you know, loosen the reins on him.
Three of his last five games, Jordan Howard has rushed for over 100 yards. Interesting. Interesting stat, I thought. All right. Kareem Hunt or LeSean McCoy?
I'm going with Kareem Hunt.
I'm going with LeSean McCoy. He is the offense right now for both. And look at last week. It's, you know, they were down behind. And look at the way he ran. He is the Buffalo Bills offense right now. I'm going with LeSean McCoy. I think he's just playing better, period.
Yeah, no, look, McCoy in three of the last 5 weeks has had monster weeks. Two of those weeks, he not so good. I don't know how I feel about this Bills team going forward. I just really don't. So I'm going to go with Kareem Hunt.
I like what McCoy has ahead to Kansas City. I think they can score on them. They got two games against New England. I think he can run well against them, and he's got Indianapolis and Miami.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, so you got LeSean McCoy ahead.
I think it's close.
It is close. Okay. It's six. I have McCoy at six in my rest of season ranks on rotoexperts.com. I have Hunt eight. It's just, you know, I'm taking into account recent performance. LeSean McCoy is just playing better than Kareem Hunt.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt or Melvin Gordon?
Kareem Hunt.
Melvin
Gordon.
So you're still as high as you've ever been on Kareem Hunt.
Pretty much. Maybe there's a handful of backs or so that I would take above him. But, I mean, Melvin Gordon, for the volume, that's why we love Melvin Gordon. We spoke about this yesterday.
Yep.
I don't care about his yards per carry. I really don't.
Doesn't matter.
Because he's going to, as long as he's going to get the touches, he's going to get the receptions, and he's going to get the goal line work. So as long as he's healthy, it's right up there, but I'm taking Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, unquestionably Melvin Gordon for me.
Ooh, he's unquestionably.
He's playing better. He's more of a touchdown force. And Dallas, Cleveland, Washington, Kansas City, and the Jets coming up. For me, look, I like Hunt, but for me, it's definitely Gordon.
I do want to highlight these last five games of the season at some point and go back to them. Because I think it's just interesting. So I want to see what Hunt did. Hunt slowed down. Still getting the 10 to 15 points and stuff. But let's see how it finishes, because we all know in fantasy, the one thing is recency bias. And if these guys, whoever finishes hot, we're going to hear a totally different spin over these next 5 weeks.
I still like Hunt. I don't think it's recency bias, but
I'm not calling you out. Yeah. I'm not calling you out. I'm just, that's fantasy sports. We right. see it every year in baseball, August, September. These guys get hot. I mean, Rhys Hoskins is a third round pick.
Man. Yeah. It's just, the big difference for me is that Hunt has not scored in his last seven games. And, you know, in that span, I'm looking at it right now. You got three touchdowns from Gordon, and you can usually count on Gordon for that.
Okay, but Gordon's also possible. You know, he's got Eckler. It's the fact that he's 100% healthy. There's some concern there.
Who would you rather have, Corey Parson, Melvin Gordon, or Kareem Hunt going forward?
Melvin Gordon. I take Melvin Gordon going forward. Melvin Gordon just get too much work.
Okay.
He gets too much work, and it's consistent work. You don't like the Eckler thing that pops up every now and then. But Kareem Hunt is trending in the wrong direction. But he does have good matchups coming up. They got to figure it out in Kansas City, and they need to start with Kareem Hunt.
They both have good schedules coming up. So if you have Gordon and Hunt, you're one of those guys, you're feeling pretty good.
Kareem Hunt or Jerry McKinnon, Matt?
It's Kareem Hunt. I mean, I'm still very high on McKinnon, but Latavius Murray is too much of a thing now. He really is. Like Corey, what'd you say, Corey? 17, 18,
17,
19.
Yeah, he's getting too much
so
work.
So he's really just getting too much.
Yeah,
if there was no Latavius Murray, it would be a lot closer.
I know that's Matt's dream backfield with Danny Wood. Danny Wood at as the flex. But I'm definitely taking Kareem Hunt, you know, over McKinnon. McKinnon's RB2 for me now, where a few weeks ago I thought he was looking like an RB1.
I think Kareem Hunt's an RB2 now, too.
Not according to these guys, we were doing this. They believe he's an RB1. Matt believes he's still a top five guy.
I mean, look, there's definitely, in my opinion, there's no way I'm picking eight guys. Somebody asked a question to us yesterday. I forget who he asked. I don't know if it was Corey, me, and Jake, or us here.
Sure.
And they were like, is Kareem Hunt a top eight back rest of the season or top 10?
Well, that's basically what I'm asking you now as well.
That's what I'm saying. And I responded, I'm going to take the bet that he's definitely a top eight. And possibly top five.
You know why Kareem Hunt has to be an RB1? Because when you get past the first top 11 backs, you could say anybody is that final RB1.
Yes, certainly. Yeah. All right, a couple more before we hit our break here. Matt, Kareem Hunt or Christian McCaffrey?
I'm still going to go Hunt. It's close, though. McCaffrey just catches too many balls. I'm glad you didn't ask me the other guy you were going to ask. So.
I haven't asked.
Maybe I weaseled that out.
We'll find out.
I have them right next to each other, 8 and 9. You know, I'm going to stick with Hunt because he's better running the ball.
There's a close call with this one right here, too. I'm gonna get a slight edge to Kareem Hunt, even though I think CMC is right on his toe heels.
Kareem Hunt or Carlos Hyde?
I've got to go with the better team. I worry. I love Hyde. I just worry San Francisco does something stupid down the stretch.
I go Hunt, McCaffrey, and then Hyde. So I'm Hunt over Hyde.
Hyde.
We'll have the Hyde conversation to figure out why you like Hyde better next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
With you, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And we had a surprising one there. As Corey Parsons says, listen, I'd rather have Ezekiel Elliott. I'd rather have
of course he would.
Carlos Hyde than Kareem Hunt. Why?
I'm going to take Mr. Hyde because I just think that his role in the offense is more consistent right now. I think you see that even though he's getting a lot of pass receptions, he's getting that done. He's getting a lot of goal line work. When they get in the green zone, they always make sure that he gets at least one crack at it. I like the way he's catching the football on a consistent basis. These are things that Kareem Hunt were doing at a high level to start the season that he's not doing now. Carlos Hyde has kept us going. I know people, Jake has said it's not a thing. He doesn't believe in the rookie wall. I really do think Hunt has hit a rookie wall.
But I don't know if it was him. Like, so people have said that. I was reading about it yesterday. Listen, outside of the game where he had 22 carries for 46 yards, which was terrible, you know, 2 yards a carry, he's averaging over 4 yards a pop still, right? Like,
yeah.
He 18 for 73 against the Giants. I don't think it's like his fault. Like, he's doing his thing. I don't think it's his fault.
He's not catching the ball as much, and he's not.
He is, though. He's catching the ball just as much as he did earlier in the year.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as far as Carlos Hyde goes, you know, being a red zone guy, he hasn't scored in 8 of 10 games this year.
Really?
Rushing wise. That's 8 of 10 games, and he doesn't have a single receiving touchdown at all. Plus,
wow.
Look, I like Hyde. I have him number 10. But the upcoming schedule, too, Seattle, Chicago, Houston, Tennessee, Jacksonville. You got 5 of those 6 teams right there. Like all but one of those teams has a really good, very, very good against running backs. I take that into account, too. Kareem Hunt has a much easier schedule.
Yeah, I mean, he does. Scott is right. Carlos Hyde's only scored some 2 games this year.
Well, he has 4 touchdowns on the season.
Right, but both those games.
Yeah, but I just look at.
Good point, Scott.
But I look, he's touching the ball like close to 20 times a game. You know what I mean? He's getting receptions and he's getting rushes. He's getting close. He's getting about that 13 to 16 rushes a game, and he's catching, which I like a lot. He doesn't really never have no more than no less than 4 receptions in the game. Like, he's catching the football way too much. He has 42 receptions on the season. He's just getting the job done too much. He's safer to me than what Kareem Hunt is.
Yeah, look. I like Hyde. I have 2 spots behind Hunt, and it's more receptions than we've expected, but just saying I like Hunt better doesn't mean I don't like Hyde. But, you know, Hunt's been catching passes all year long, and he hasn't had a receiving touchdown since week one. But, you know, in terms of rushing touchdowns, he's got 5 overall, and they've come in 3 different games. They're all in the beginning. If these guys are comparable, for me, the tiebreaker is the schedule.
The tiebreaker
is the schedule. You look at Hunt. Buffalo, the Jets, Oakland, the Chargers, and Miami. That's the tiebreaker for me.
I'm cool with that, Scotty. Yeah. I'm cool with that. Kareem Hunt or Jay Ajayi?
I go Kareem Hunt just because I know what the role is right now. And with Ajayi, I expect the role to evolve, but I can't guarantee it. Ajayi's like my number 12.
Oh, so that's pretty close too then.
Yeah, 8 to 12.
8 to 12, okay. Yeah. And then
Ajayi could surpass him, though.
Now Matt stepped out for a moment. Of course, the ones I have for him are... I know your guys' answers here, so I don't need to ask
you. Want me to answer for him?
Okay.
Yeah.
Woodhead. Matt. Matt.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt or Alvin Kamara?
I'm going to go Alvin Kamara. I mean, this guy's been great recently.
But you love Kareem Hunt.
You're right. Kareem Hunt.
You flip flop real early.
Me personally, I'm going to go Kamara.
I knew that.
This guy is just like a reception monster right now. It's like, to me, there's no comparison. It's like, I have Kamara 4, and I have Hunt 8.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's obviously Kamara over Hunt. I think it's also obviously Ingram over Hunt, too.
And both of those players over Hunt right there.
It's crazy. Yeah, New Orleans has 2 RB1s right now. Isn't that amazing?
That's wild.
Wild. Mm-hmm.
And they're dropping them in the top 5 of fantasy running backs every week.
Every week, without fail. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable how effective they have been running the football. Amazing. Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram, both RB1s.
Most amazing dual running back combo I've seen in years.
And listen, they're two top 5 running backs, right? Yeah. Like we have they're two both top 5 running backs.
My rest of season ranks are Roto Experts.
As good as Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman have been as a combination, they're not top 5 every week. These two are.
Yeah.
Amazing.
One of them was top 5. Coleman was never top 5.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Totally agree with that, yeah. Scott. All right, we're going to take our break before the top of the hour. When we come back, what's coming up in hour number 3? We got a bunch more either ors here. We'll go to a wide receiver.
Love him.
Also, a philosophy question in regards to fantasy etiquette. I'm very interested in having this conversation. We're going to do it coming up in the 8 a.m. hour. So, stick around. Get excited. It's the Roto Experts live on your televisions, on your tablets, on your iPhones, and, of course, on your radio. Okay.